Hello? I'm in the middle of an ad. Can I help you?
Yeah.
What do you want? I'm doing an ad.
Oh, that's okay.
What do you want me
to sell for you?
Eyeglasses? The spectacle shop? Do you need eyeglasses at all?
Yeah, I could use some.
Would you go over there with me tomorrow?
Hey, what time?
I'll buy you lunch. I was supposed to go to lunch with Chris Berg, the news director at Channel 5, and he just called and said he's canceling. So I have lunch open. If you would like to meet me over there, we'll maybe take Dave, the owner, out, and we'll get you some glasses. Would you like to do that?
Hey, are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, would you like that?
Okay, what time?
Let's see, noon?
Hey, I can make noon.
Okay, noon in New Brighton at the Spectacle Shop. I'll meet you there, and Dave and I will take you out to lunch, and we'll get you some glasses.
Hey, hold on. Guess what? My wife told me.
Huh?
Can I get a pair, like, for $350, $400?
Is that what you want to spend?
Well, I might spend more.
Well, no. We can work with that, sure. But
really?
But I'll buy the lunch.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, my name's Jeff.
Okay, I'm Tom.
Yeah, I know you are.
So can I count on it? Because I don't want to drive all the way over there if you're not going to show.
Well, I tell you what, after I tell you the story about what you brought up earlier in your program,
uh-huh,
about, you know, the higher power or
yeah,
getting something out of something.
Yeah.
No, I never got screened, so I'll keep this real straight for you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Many, many years ago, when I was a newlywed,
uh-huh,
back in, well, that'd be the 70s, I used to kind of, do some stuff that a lot of us did years ago.
Sure, I know. You don't have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and I had a problem one night. I had a party one night, and my wife, well, actually, can I say Quaalude on the air?
Yeah, you can say Quaalude. I just checked on that, yeah.
You did? Okay, that's cool. So we had a Quaalude party. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'll make this about a minute here. And one of my buddies, after my wife was kind of...
Stoned.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Went upstairs, and I couldn't figure it out because there was only one bathroom downstairs.
Oh, boy.
And for years, I knew what was going on, you know. And my wife woke up the next morning, said that she thought that we made love that night.
Uh-oh.
And I had a hard time for years and years and years.
You didn't tell her?
No, I didn't. And...
Did you talk to your buddy?
Actually, my buddy, who was a crop duster...
They all are.
No, actual crop duster.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ended up crashing his helicopter and dying 3 miles from our house.
How many years later. Many years later.
Yeah.
But did you talk to him in the days following the incident?
Oh, no. No, I would have killed him. I mean, I may have. I don't know. You know, but you talk about that solved it for me. When he crashed his helicopter very close to my house and died in it,
uh-huh,
the thing was done for me.
Okay. Did your wife ever learn of what had happened?
No.
Are you still with this woman?
30 years.
Are we 100% sure she's not listening to the show?
Yeah, 100%.
Why are you that sure?
Because I just pulled in my driveway getting off the road, and, mm-hmm, I mean, I'm glad you have your new time slot, because sometimes I had a hard time. I'm a trucker, and I'm on the road at different times.
Yeah.
You know, in your late night thing, I really enjoyed. You know,
yeah,
and then you switch kind of to the drive time, and I thought...
Sorry about that.
Oh, no. No, hey, they know who's important. They got the right guy in the right slot.
Well...
That's the way I look at it. But that's the closest thing to some kind of, you know, something told me when that helicopter crashed, okay, that's done. I don't have to worry about it anymore, you know. And I did when that happened. And the thing is, you know, if people are listening in certain parts of southern Minnesota, they know it. They know what I'm talking about.
All right.
Because there are only so many crop dusters down there. But I just want to share that with you. When you were talking about...
Yeah, no, I...
mean, I've never got the lightning bolt from somebody.
Sure.
You know? But this was some way that somebody was telling me to say, okay, it's done with.
What I'm curious about, I'm struggling with this a little bit. The fella committed a crime, a very serious crime, and your wife was the victim of the crime, and you didn't seek any justice then, nor at any time after that for years.
I wasn't totally sure for years until I started putting it together.
Well, now wait a minute. Your wife said in the morning that it was.
She thought, yes.
Yeah.
And I know we hadn't.
And the guy was up there, and there's no bathroom up there, and
exactly, and
Well, that's quite a story, and you two are still together, and I take it eventually you got clean and sober, so to speak.
So when's the lunch now?
Tomorrow at noon.
No, where's this place at?
New Brighton on Silver Lake Road.
New Brighton, 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
How do I notice you?
Well, it's just a little eyeglass store. We'll probably be the only guys in there. It's the spectacle. It's called the Spectacle Shop. The Spectacle.
Do you know the address?
No, but I do know it's a mile north of 694, right next to a Taco Bell. You'll see it. The Spectacle Shop.
1 mile north of Taco.
Of 694. 1 mile north of 694 on Silver Lake Road in New Brighton, the Spectacle Shop.
So, the Taco Bell, that's not where you're taking me for lunch, is it?
No, I'm going to take you to a Chinese joint.
Oh, I love Chinese.
Yeah, so do I.
12 o'clock, I'll see you there.
Okay, see you there.